Our precious husband has said that all who will live godly in him will suffer persecution. In the following material, the Lord gives priceless counsel, most of it in short quote form, to both prepare us for persecution and to help us through the persecution battles themselves. Armed with these promises that cannot fail, we can rejoice in persecution and be proud that we are counted worthy to suffer with him. I'm privileged to now read to you, dear family, the following introductory message from our great general and leader of this end-time army, our precious Jesus. Jesus speaking. The armies of the enemy are constantly pitted against the armies of heaven. You, my children, as soldiers in heaven's army, are therefore destined to fight in the great war of the Spirit. I, along with you and all my heavenly forces, will win the spiritual warfare. No matter what weapons the enemy pulls out, he can never, never win. We are destined to win, my children. The final great victory is in the future, and when the time is right for the final battle, there will be an end to all war, both spiritual warfare and physical earthly war. Then you will be able to rest. But today, you are called to fight. You are in the midst of the war. There are many battles on all sides, for the enemy's forces are always trying to get my forces to surrender. He wants you to surrender. He wants to persuade all true believers to surrender and go over to his side. But we are sworn enemies, and this is a fight to the finish. This is why the enemy fights you so hard, my loves, with attack after attack on your spiritual lives and even your physical lives, because he wants to defeat you before you rise up and attack and defeat him and his evil spiritual forces. He does not want to lose his forces to me. He wants to win the war and take over as ruler and king of the world. He wants to wipe out my forces, you, so that he can become ruler of the world. My loves, this will be a war to the death, but not death to me and my forces, not death to my truth and my reign and kingdom on earth, but death to the enemy. That means that you have to fight in spirit, my children, for you are my called and chosen and ordained soldiers of the end. I have placed you in the world for such a time as this, and I have ordained you to fight for me and to defeat the forces of evil. The enemy tries attack after attack upon my forces. You have seen his tactics and felt his attacks. Discouragement with yourself, with your outreach, with your NWOs. Concern about your physical needs or your loved ones. Doubts about my spiritual weapons and their use. Being lethargic and not stepping out and fully availing yourself of their power. Fear of the future. Fear of failure. Disunity. Stress and pressure of all kinds. Worry. Afflictions. Accidents. Lack of inspiration. Blockages in the spirit. These and many more are direct attacks of the enemy on you, my forces, my soldiers, to try to stop you from winning the battle. One of his biggest attacks is through persecution, because when the enemy launches a persecution attack, it takes all hands on deck to win the battle. It means that everyone in your home or area, or even around the world, has to get involved in order to set him back and proclaim the truth to counteract the lies that he has spread abroad. Persecution is a big attack of the enemy, but, my loves, it is not the end. It is only one battle to be fought in the war, and then you will go on to other battles. Persecution does not stop your progress in winning the war. It does not stop your attacks and offensives. In fact, it helps me and you, my fighting soldiers, in more ways than it hinders. I know what it's like to face persecution battles, and I know how to help you through the battles that you will face. I have many things to share with you on this subject, so listen and absorb all that I will tell you. To begin with, be prepared, my children, and be ready to fight for your place, because it is a place of great honor, with guaranteed victory. It is not given for free. There is a price to be paid. If you are willing to pay it, congratulations. You will participate in a spectacular show of my anointing, power, and strength, which will be given freely in order to complete this stage of world history. These are the days that all the prophets have dreamed of. How you will face up to persecution tomorrow depends on what you do to prepare for it today, such as quality time in the Word and our bed of love, your obedience to my will, your desire to avail yourself of my awesome spiritual weapons. I'm getting you in shape spiritually. I'm cleansing the attitudes of your heart. I'm scrubbing you in the spirit and getting you ready to be my full-time fighting force, capable of fighting off the attacks of the enemy. The enemy thinks you are weak, but he will be in for a big surprise to find that the army of David has arisen, strong and united to fight. If they try to harm you, they will find that instead of arousing a frightened kitten, they have awakened a lion, one that is not afraid, one that is not running away, but who is turning and fighting. Be bold as lions and have no fear. When the time comes, I will give you the anointing. I will give you the grace to bear the days to come. So trust fully in me. Look to my spirit. Let my word encourage your faith and help you to realize that all things are in my hands. Not one thing that you commit to my hands will fall or be taken away. I will be with you through persecution. I will comfort you through the infirmities and the tribulations that will come. These are parts of the earthly life. But in my love and in my kindness, you will not want, nor will you lack the strength and the reassurance of faith to know that through me, you can overcome the world. Claim the keys of protection, of wisdom, of peace, of safekeeping, and of perseverance. Your home is like a beautiful island of light in the midst of a sea of darkness, or like a strong fort in the midst of hostile territory. The enemy wants to catch you unawares. But as you maintain a state of constant vigilance, continual prayerfulness, faithfulness, and perseverance, I will be faithful to warn you of the enemy's next move. Ask your spirit helpers to warn you of persecution, so that you can take action to heighten your security. Your spirit helpers can give you checks in the spirit to direct your path, dreams of counsel and advice, of warning, strategy, and escape. They can anoint you to be bold in battle. The Archangel Michael and his heavenly forces stand guard to shield you. So learn to work with them and avail yourselves of their supernatural power. Rest your faith in me. I will keep you and bless you. Persecution will come, but I will strengthen you and cause you to stand strong and unwavering by the power of my word and the keys that I have given you. You will meet the fiercest gale or the strongest adversary, and you will remain resolute in your purpose. Though 100,000 rise up against you to do you harm, your faith will not be shaken, nor will your feet be moved, because you trust in the power of the keys. You're not certain that you have the faith today that you will need when faced with serious or life-threatening persecution. But this doesn't mean you will not have the faith when the time comes. You will not be given combat grace and power until you need it. Remember, I will never fail to give you the faith and grace you need when you need it. Look back through history and remember other men and women of God who I called to suffer persecution. Look back at your own history. Have I not been with you through persecution? Have I not brought you through each battle victorious? Didn't you always come out better? Let this encourage and strengthen your faith. The enemy will attack more often and send greater obstacles your way in the days to come. But don't let those things overwhelm you. Call on the keys of perseverance, which will give you the grace to persevere, along with the determination of mind and heart to fight against the enemy and his attacks. No matter how long the battle, the keys will give you the fortitude to fight on until the victory is won. Aren't you encouraged to know that you can be prepared for persecution and that it doesn't have to come as a big shock and catch you unawares? This is just a portion of the abundant counsel I have for you and which I will give each of you as you ask me. Review all my counsel and study it well. I have more to say to you in the following material about the battle of persecution itself, how to fight and attack the enemy's forces and win the victory. My brides, I know that persecution is difficult for you to go through because it's stressful and traumatic to be falsely accused. You worry about your loved ones. It's a huge battle in the spirit and in the physical to defeat the enemy. But this is a battle that is very worth fighting through to victory, because the good fruits of persecution outweigh the sacrifices you must put forth to fight. Some of the good fruits of persecution are as follows. It strengthens you in many ways. Next, it helps you to draw closer to me, your lover and keeper, through every storm. Next, it deepens your prayer life. Without the things that persecution brings to stir you up and keep you desperate, you can get lackadaisical in your prayer life. Next, it brings a uniting in spirit in order to help your brothers and sisters in need. Next, it brings about a conviction to witness the love of God to others. Next, one of the most outstanding fruits of persecution is that, as a result of the increased and more powerful witness, my word is spread abroad more than ever, and believers are added to the church. Next, it gets true believers stirred up and fighting mad against the devil, who is trying to take away their freedom to love me and preach my word. Next, persecution attracts like-minded people to help your cause. Other true believers are motivated to do something to help you. Next, as it did for Peter and Paul and Philip and Barnabas in the book of Acts, persecution will cause you to be bold in your witness and, as a result, to win many to me. Because they were persecuted in one city, they had to go to another city, and I used this to spread the word and build my church. Next, it strengthens the faith of those who feel called to give their all for me. Next, it gives those who do not feel called and chosen to suffer persecution with me the opportunity to evaluate their service and perhaps choose a different level of service or something else altogether. Next, it compels you to study my word as never before, so that you have an answer to give to him that asks it of you. Next, it forces you to memorize scripture so that you have my promises in your heart for the comfort and peace and direction you need. Next, it prompts you to get your heart right with me, your husband, so that you know you are living in obedience to my will. Next, persecution spreads my message far and wide for all to hear, and many new believers are brought into the fold. Next, when believers hear about their fellow believers being persecuted for my name's sake and for the gospel's sake, it convicts them to follow. They feel the moving of my spirit, and they are strengthened in their faith to likewise stand up for me. Next, the enemy thinks that persecution will weaken my church, but it always strengthens it eventually. Those who know my word recognize it being fulfilled, and this encourages them to live the truth they know. Seeing others stand up for their faith encourages them to do likewise. Believers who are on the outer fringes are drawn closer to the faith, and those who don't know what they believe in discover their true faith. Faith that was dormant or buried is awakened during persecution, and those who aren't living their faith are given new conviction to become followers. Many find their calling to serve me or do more for me. Next, this adding to my flock in times of persecution is one of the blessings which I give to my children to encourage and support and provide the things that you need, both physically and spiritually. Persecution, although not easy to go through, always bears good fruit, my loves. And now, after enumerating the good fruits and advantages of persecution, let me give you further counsel to help you to fight this battle and come out winners. The most important way to begin any battle is with desperate prayer. Dear Jesus, we claim the keys of faith and trust to see your solutions and Romans 8:28 outcome from this persecution. We resolve to use the heavenly forces of faith, vision, of God's mind, and perfect trust in the power of the keys. We summon the keys to squish the lies and doubts of the enemy like the pesky mosquitoes that they are. Through the power of the keys, stamp out his lies, smash and destroy them. We launch the key of deliverance from evil to raise us up and help us escape the snare of the enemy. We activate the keys to turn our enemy's threats into feeble whispers that cannot be heard over our husband's promises of victory and deliverance. We claim the keys of victory to bring us through this persecution and to help us to fight valiantly through every obstacle to the finish line of victory. Jesus, by your marvelous loving kindness, save us from our deadly enemies by the power of your mighty keys of protection and safety. Our all-powerful husband and protector, hide us under the shadow of your wings with your key power that surrounds us. Through your saving key power, keep us as the apple of your eye, dear Jesus. Let no fear overcome us. When the enemy comes near to try to harm us, anoint us for battle as your mighty warriors and enable us to harm him. Faithful husband, fill us with your peace and freedom from fear that passes our understanding, even as our enemies surround us. We depend on your keys of faith and safety in the midst of trouble. Demons of damnation, we rebuke and cast you back where you came from by the power of the keys of dominion over hell. Turn tail and flee from us, you wicked devils of destruction, as we unleash on you the all-powerful might of the keys turned to swords. Here we stand in the aura and light of your keys of protection and safety, our strong and valiant husband. We trust in your power to save us from our attackers. Fill us with faith and peace, and give us a sound mind through the keys of faith, mighty refuge from the storm, as we walk through the fierce winds of hate and confusion which encompass us. We stand on the victorious power of your keys, our husband and deliverer. We can do no other, for you are our only hope and strength. Your ways are much higher than our ways, and so are your thoughts higher than ours. We claim the keys of heavenly thought power so that we may have perfect peace that you are in control. You are working out every situation for good and for your glory. This is your work and your family. We claim the keys of abandonment to your will, and we entrust ourselves fully to you. You are allowing this persecution, and we cling to your words that whatever comes our way will bear good fruit, even if it means sacrifice. This battle is yours, not ours. We claim the keys of perfect trust, knowing that you will win the victory no matter how things look in the physical. Lord, you said, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay." We claim the keys of trust, and we lean wholly on you, knowing that this persecution is only serving to fill the cup of iniquity of our enemies. You are a just God who will pour out your wrath upon those who touch the apple of your eye. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, both physical and spiritual freedom. We claim the keys of liberty in the midst of this battle to release a mighty victory over our enemies. We ask for the keys of rising above to strengthen our faith during this time of persecution. We know that you will win the victory. We stand on your promises and claim the keys of no impossibilities, for we know that the outcome of this situation will be perfect, according to your highest will. Jesus, we stand on the keys of full possession, and we claim your mind and your wisdom of speech. What we cannot do, you will now do through us. We believe that you are greater than our enemies, dear Jesus. We believe that your promises are true and that you will deliver us. We believe that your keys can do anything. We now activate the keys of miracles to overcome the obstacles and to gain us the victory. Our faith is unwavering, for we have the keys, and they ensure victory. We will stand up to any and all who would threaten our faith, for we know that the power of the keys will always be with us to drive the lies of the enemy back to hell where they belong. We stand on the keys of conquest to confine our enemies and bring their machinations to naught. In your wonderful name, we claim all these things, dear Jesus, and we know that you cannot and will not fail us. Thank you, our precious husband. We love you, dear, dear Jesus. And now Jesus continues with his instruction. Learn to love the battle and to enjoy smashing the enemy's forces with your proactive attacks of witnessing, voicing your faith, and standing up with conviction about who you are and what your calling is. Welcome the attack as the seasoned soldiers that you are, armed with the most powerful spiritual weapons in the universe. The minute that the enemy launches his persecution battle plan in your direction, resolve to use all the spiritual firepower and weaponry in your armory and smash him to bits. Blow him off the face of the battlefield with your proactive battle plan. Find out what the enemy's next move will be by asking me, and then take action to counterattack. Preempt his attacks. Go on the offensive in your witness. Resolve that you will not be intimidated by the enemy's battle cry. Shout back in his face, "Demons of hell, Come forth that we may destroy you. Scare the enemy back to hell with the might and full force of my power. You must fight the battles, my loves, for you are called to be soldiers, but you will always, always win. Now that you are confronted with persecution, face it head on, and you will see my miracle-working power, which will defeat the lies and fears of the devil. Replace your fearful mentality with a fighting mentality. What if persecution hits suddenly and you haven't prepared for it? It's not too late. Even delayed obedience is better than no obedience, and I will bless you for obeying and preparing, even in the midst of battle. Like the father who opened his arms to receive his prodigal son, I will not turn you away, but I will help you. If you haven't done all that you should do, if you haven't obeyed the way you should have, or as much as you should have, and persecution is at your doorstep, start preparing the best you can. Take action and do what you can. I will not hold your past against you, and if you change your ways and take new steps of obedience, I will bless you for it. You may have to hurry to catch up, but I will help you as you claim the keys and persevere. Resolve to do your best to prepare on the go, even if you haven't done all that you should have done. I will not withhold my future blessings because of past disobediences if you choose to start obeying. Begin to fulfill my requirements now, and know that I will do my part to keep and protect and help you. If your heart is right and you truly desire to serve me, then I will bless you with what you need in order to do so. My loves, as you trust me and hold on to my promises for you, they will keep you and your heart fixed and free from fear, so that persecution won't be a big, terrible thing, but rather an exciting experience as you fight on to victory over evil. I am aware of what moves your enemies plan to make and what they seek to do, but they are not aware that I am always one step ahead of them. The keys of revelation and foresight will notify you of their moves. Call on the keys of revelation, and I will reveal to you my plan. Call on the keys of foresight, and I will lead you along my track and help you to foil your enemy's plans and bring their work against you crashing down. Your enemy thinks that he has you trapped, but he will see. He thinks that you are afraid of him, but he will see. He will not be prepared for your preparedness. He will be taken aback. He's trying to prepare and strategize, but I am against him. When he attacks and initiates war, I will fight him to the end, and I will chase him and hound him until he is no more. The enemy is setting a snare, but I am able to take that snare and trap him and his companions in it. If you want a comfortable life with nothing happening, the churches will welcome you. But if you want to live fully for me, then be my soldier in my army and be willing to fight any battle that I send you into. Your life for me won't always be a breeze or a bed of roses. You will experience hard times. But I have promised to keep you and to take care of you. Even if you have to suffer for me, you will be rewarded, not only in this life with the good fruits of persecution, but you will also reign with me forever. I promise that no matter what happens, it will always end in victory, just as it did for me. Persecution will come and you will face it. And believe it or not, the satisfaction you will have in defeating the enemy will cure you of your fears and worries. Over the years, I have delivered you and your brethren time and again from jail and imprisonment, and your children from the snare of social services. I have vindicated the family in court case after court case. You have seen my great power to deliver, and you will see it again in the days to come. For I will not forsake you, but I will fight your enemies, and I will save you. I am committed to you, and I am married to you forever. There is nothing to dim this truth, nothing to fear, not even persecution, and you can rejoice in all these things. Face persecution and brave the winds of adversity. Do not fear, for my strength in you will be manifested when you need it the most and when the time is come. Sudden changes and unforeseeable events are good for you because they help to remind you that the things of this earth and your circumstances are not the things to base your lives upon, and they are definitely not the things you should gauge your stability by. I am your stability, your strong tower, your rock in whom you can hide. Persecution is a great catalyst, and I use it to get you moving in the right direction. The enemy uses fear of the unknown to strike fear and panic in your heart. But all you must do when this happens is claim my power and the keys of faith and trust, which cast out fear and bring calm to your spirit. Claim the keys of peace, of calm, of trust, of resting in me, and I will calm the storm of your mind and the beating of your heart, and I will bring rest to your soul. Your faith is what will help you to overcome the world. When you have faith, nothing fazes you. You can face your fears, ready to attack. Nothing can stop a man or woman of faith. I love you, my children, and I will protect you and keep you in all your ways. I will keep your home, for it is my home. Nothing will touch you unless I allow it for a good reason. I am in control. Trust me and believe, and put your life in my hands. Persecution is nothing to fear. You just have to stay close to me and my heart. Trust fully in me that I am your husband who can defend you and fight for you through anything and everything. Is the what-if factor looming large in your mind? What if this happens? Or what if that happens? My loves, nothing is impossible for me. Stand on my promises and claim the keys of faith, which will help you to see through the darkness and will open your eyes to the light at the end of the tunnel. The victory light is shining, and just as surely as day follows night, so will your victory come. There will be times when you will be surrounded, and it will look like it is your end, for there will be forces greater than you all around you. But never underestimate the power of heaven that is at your disposal. All you have to do is to call for reinforcements, call for air support, and the forces of heaven will come to your rescue. Persecution is a time to see and experience the mighty deeds and miracles I will do for you, not just in the future, but now. Persecution never feels good or like a blessing. It hurts temporarily. It disrupts things. It tests your faith and the faith of your flock. It can cause you to doubt me and my love for you if you are not strong in my word. But I am a faithful husband, and I will not allow anything to happen that is not for your good in the long run, even if the enemy does bring it. Through suffering, I learned to walk closer to my Father. Through manifold temptations and tests, I became obedient even unto the death of the cross. I am blessing you with that same privilege, not only to live for me and others, but to lay down your life for your brethren. In all points I was tempted, but I kept on going. I kept the faith, and therefore obtained the crown. You will too, as you do your best and trust in me with all your heart, soul, mind, and body. Praise me even in the midst of adversity, and you will see miracles happen as you wield the keys of faith and praise. I will never, ever fail you. I am your caring, loving husband. Praise is a powerful weapon of deliverance from the hand of the destroyer. Use it and watch me deliver you from every evil work. Every obstacle that stands in the way of victory will be ground to powder as you call on the keys of praise. Launch the keys of praise and send them forth like an army tank that will run right over each obstacle and smash it to bits. Whenever the devil tempts you to doubt, say, I cannot, but the keys can. The keys will strengthen your faith and give you the courage to take the next step toward victory. The enemy and his forces are afraid of you when you wield the keys of praise, protection, and security. They know that their weapons are puny in comparison to my mighty weapons, and that they will be squashed like ants under the thumbs of my warrior angels of defense who will come to your aid. Through the weapon of the key of praise, I will augment the spiritual barrier around you. The enemy may attack with worry and doubts, but as you persevere in claiming the keys of praise, you will have peace in the midst of the storm. Like a child nestles in his parents' strong arms until the storm is past, so will you have that same calm and peace in my power to keep you through the storm. Praise me for the keys of deliverance, for even now these keys are working on your behalf, my children. They will provide a way of escape from the hands of your enemies. Wield the keys of faith that will help you to win victories, to hold the standard high, to receive greater conviction, to stand strong against the lies of your enemies, and to give you the determination to fight through to victory. The keys create within your spirit a deep reservoir of willpower, determination, and strength that will empower you to forge ahead to victory, no matter how tough the fight or how long the battle. You have to fight the war, and as a result, you will get wounded, hurt, battered, and bruised. But don't forget to also expect miracles in the midst of the battle. Sometimes I will send a miracle so that you may escape without even the smell of smoke. Other times you will have to endure hardness as a good soldier, even battle wounds, which I will heal. Refuse to let the problem loom so large that you don't see the golden opportunity for my miracle-working keys to grant you rise above overcoming grace and power. The keys will do whatever it takes to see you through. I am giving you each an extra outpouring of faith, sustenance, endurance, and the power to face whatever you will need to face. Even seeming defeats will become glorious victories. This I promise, and this you will see come to pass. As the days grow darker, so will my promises shine brighter within you, until they are not just promises anymore, but part of you. Rise above the circumstances around you through the power of the keys of my kingdom, and it won't matter how torrential the rains are or how rough and wild the seas may be, because you will be above them where nothing can harm you. I care even for each sparrow, and every hair of your head is numbered. How much more do I care for you and for your welfare? I am not a husband who will forsake you in times of persecution. I will uphold you and help you. When you believe and ask me to stretch your faith, I will blow away anything that stands in your way, solve any problem, and open and close doors for you. Find my perfect will, believe it, and claim it, and I will work miracles for you. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. The keys are your claim to victory, no matter what the odds and no matter what the conditions. Call on the keys, and through their power, you will be free from fear. The keys will fight fear and give you the peace that you need. Claim them. They will dispel any fear of the enemy. Rebuke the enemy and his demons of fear, and call on me and my love to hold you up and fight for you. When you look at the circumstances and the conditions, there are a lot of things that could make you fearful. But when you look to me, you have perfect peace. My word will inoculate you against fear and will put a shield of faith around you, which the enemy cannot penetrate with his spirit of fear. Fear not, nor be dismayed at the devil's attacks, for I, the Lord, and my keys of courage do go with you as you claim them in full faith. March on with me to full victory. Claim the keys that cannot fail when you feel that you just can't do it, when you feel it's impossible, and they will give you the anointing you need to succeed in my will. Whatever the devil says can't be done is exactly what the keys of the kingdom will do for you. Claim their overcoming power. Prove the keys by putting them to the test. They will not fail, not once. Command the keys to work on your behalf. Like a boomerang, each attack launched by your enemies to cripple, to hurt, or to stop your work will return to them, and I will repay in full measure. You will have to fight their attacks and continue to claim the keys that will send the boomerang of my judgments back at them, but the day will come when I will rule on earth, that your enemies will not be able to hurt you anymore. Claim the keys in faith, and I will give you the strength that you need to keep fighting. The greatest power, my power, is yours for the asking. Activate it through the keys. Through the keys, you will subdue kingdoms, receive my promises, bring righteousness, and stop the mouths of lions. The key of perseverance will see you through to victory. I give you power to persevere against any and all odds. I give you the key of determination to stand up for the truth and to fight your enemies. Claim the keys of empowerment, and I will bring you through any attack that the enemy launches. I will give you the spiritual and physical stamina to thwart his attacks, and I will raise you up in victory. Stand up to your enemies, wielding the power of the keys. As they witness your determination and perseverance, each one will tremble and each one will fall. When your enemies threaten you with lying vanities, claim the keys of boldness and bravery, and these keys will anoint you to stand up and dispel those lies. The key of resilience will keep you going even when the conditions or circumstances may look impossible. Continue forward in my spirit, and I will always see you through. My word says that the righteous are as bold as a lion. And those who would provoke a lion to see if he has any fight left in him will soon find themselves either mauled or dead. Let those who would meddle with the lion of the tribe of Judah beware. I am in each of you, so you are not the ones who should fear, but rather those who would attempt to trouble you are the ones who should be afraid. Those who would attempt to touch you are touching the apple of my eye and will receive my judgment in return. I do not deliver you from the fight, but I bring you through it. As my soldiers, it is your job to see a battle through and to not leave the field until the enemy has been defeated. Do not fear the enemy, but fight on, knowing that you will conquer. When you're following me, obeying me, and doing my will, you can always have peace that I will take care of you. I won't always keep you from having to enter the fire, but I can and will take you through it, and you will emerge without even the smell of smoke. The enemy thinks he will defeat you, but if you obey my words and follow me, we will have the last laugh. I am able to take what seems like defeat and turn it into a mighty victory. I am your God, and those who want revenge upon my queen and king and my family have forgotten one important fact. Vengeance is mine, and I will repay. Those who take matters into their own hands will find their house tumbling down upon them, for they forget that they are fighting me when they fight you. I am your strong tower, your protector, and your husband. Through the keys of vigilance, I will keep you, my brides, through the intrusions of the enemy, either those of this world or of the netherworld, and I will deliver you. My angel warriors stand guard to drive the enemy and his cohorts far from you. They may attack, distract, and disrupt you. But as you call on the keys, turn to fiery swords, and as you rebuke the enemy, he will have to flee from you. Raise your shield of protection through summoning the keys. Call on the keys to warn you of the attacks of Satan. They will be your armor and your buckler when you need to sidestep or block a blow of the enemy. The keys of protection stand ready to signal you of the attacks of the enemy. I will show you what action to take to ambush him, to out-strategize him, and to go on to victory. Wield the unbeatable power of the keys when you're under attack, and I will give you the wisdom that you need to outmaneuver the enemy. Use the keys to help you overcome the attacks of the wicked one. I will surround you with a force field and help you plan your counterattack and win the victory. Do what you can to keep your security by summoning the keys. There exists no greater defense, no greater power, and no greater security than that which is found in the force field of the keys protection. When you face difficulties or afflictions or persecution or any other attacks of the enemy, employ the reinforcements of the keys, which will strengthen you for the battle and help you to overcome. Multitudes of angels and fairies of goodness, light, strength, protection, and encouragement will encamp round about you when you claim the keys. They will go before you and lead you in the path of victory. The keys of protection are strong and will wreak destruction upon the enemy. The enemy will eventually be wiped out. It may take more than one detonation of key power, but his doom will come, and it will be as devastating and complete as an atomic bomb. As it was with Elisha, when his enemies came to attack him, so it is with you. More are they that are with you than they that oppose you. I am more than able to protect and to deliver you, and I will. There are many who fight by your side, the whole host of heaven. When Satan and his imps of the netherworld attack, raise your wall of defense through the power of the keys. I will give you the supernatural ability to hear from me, even in the midst of the enemy's onslaughts, and I will show you my perfect plan to deliver you. You have the best spiritual weapons, and even though you may get dirty and bruised in battle, and the enemy may slow you down temporarily, you are destined to win the war as you wield the undefeatable keys of power. I will protect you. I will show you what to do and say when the time comes, and you will have peace and faith and confidence in me. The keys of deliverance will always win the victory over any attack of your enemies as you persevere and wield the weapons of the Spirit. Keep wielding the keys that cannot be defeated, and they will bring victory. No matter how difficult or impossible the situation may seem, the keys of victory will win the battle. Victory is yours. Claim it and walk in the power of the keys of victory, never giving place to your feelings. Faith is the backbone of victory. When your courage is flickering low, claim the keys of faith. They will strengthen you with new anointing from above, beyond your human ability, and you will go on to win the victory. Onward and upward and over the top, through the keys that cannot be stopped. The keys will give you the insight to know how to defeat the enemy in every battle. You will be the overcomer and the victor on every battleground as you fight on wielding the keys. The devil's plans will be foiled and your enemies will be brought to ruin when you claim the keys. Cause me to send bewilderment and disarray on your enemies by claiming the keys of confusion. I will put obstacles in their paths if they seek to harm you, and will bring distractions to keep them occupied with other things in their lives. Imprison Satan and his imps by claiming the keys of containment. I will set up a force field around them that will keep their operations limited and their every attempt thwarted through your prayers. I will release many spirit helpers and angels to uphold you in every battle when you beckon them to come through the power of the keys. The keys will be a special cloak of invisibility, just as they were for me in my time on earth, so that you can even walk through the midst of your enemies and not be seen unless I will it. There will be no impossibilities for you when you avail yourself of my power through the keys. Every battle must be fought. You will get tired and footsore, even battered and bruised, but the victory is your reward as you resolve to wield the keys until you reach your goal. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. The keys will destroy any weapon that your enemies can wield, for they are puny compared to the power of the keys. The keys ensure victory. Claim the keys, and you claim victory. All who live for me will suffer persecution, and all who claim and keep on claiming the unfailing keys of the kingdom will be victorious in persecution. The keys can do anything. They can shut the mouths of prosecutors, persecutors, and false accusers. They can cause you to find favor with those who sit in judgment upon you. They can open prison doors. They can make you invisible in order to save you. They can prevail against any power and authority anywhere. They'll get you out of anything. through the keys, those lawyers, those policemen, those officers of the law are fully subject to my will. I can choose to work through them or even despite them. Such is the power of this spiritual weapon over earthly matters and men. Just as my invisible keys turned the locks and loosed the chains that kept Peter bound and opened the barred doors that kept him in, so will I come through for you, my children. I will send you the keys which will release you from prison. I might choose to work in the same manner in which I released Peter from prison, or I might use the keys to unlock the hearts of officials and prison guards, but either way, you will be set free. You have my heavenly technology, the keys, and the world and its people and those who fight you will only be able to sit back and marvel at it. They won't understand this power, yet they will see it in you. Claim the key of my spirit when you stand before judges and magistrates, and they will know and marvel that you have been with me. Claim the key of my righteous judgment when your enemies falsely accuse you of all sorts of evil, and I will turn their devices back upon them. Your enemies will be exposed, and you will be vindicated. My power is great and ready to do great things for you. Through the keys of heavenly thought power and full possession, you will have my mind and my wisdom, my speech and my words, and my presentation and power when you stand up in court. When you walk in prayer and claim the power of the keys, I will give you the words to say, no matter what form of persecution comes your way. The authorities will see in your eyes that you have nothing to hide, that you are not afraid of anything because you already know how it's all going to end. You know that I will help you and I will save you. Be confident in my power. The power of the keys is enhanced and released to you even more bountifully in times of persecution and trouble. When I set you up and others try to bring you down, I owe it to you not only to save and deliver you, but to do so in a way that is a testimony to my name and greatness. Not only will you fight your way through the heat of battle and come forth a champion, but as you claim the power of the keys of witness and undeniable testimony, you will also minister to kings through your faith. The enemy will try to weaken your conviction and your faith in prayer to cause you to be weary in well-doing. But do not grow weary in wielding the powerful weapon of prayer through which the enemy's tactics will be defeated. Even if you must request the same things in prayer over and over, keep praying, keep claiming the keys, and victory will be yours. Do not give up, my loves, no matter how much the enemy tries to irritate your spirit or dull your senses with his exaggerated lies that prayer is tedious. Stay alert and desperate in prayer. Call on the keys of renewed vision, which will keep the embers of desperation, determination, and fight red hot and alive, so that when the time comes and I turn on the victory heat, you will burn with my unquenchable fire. Claim the key promises and stand on them. Don't give up or feel like they aren't doing anything. There is so much more going on behind the scenes than you realize. I am working and doing things. Don't give up praying. Be importunate in your prayers, and they will work. The keys of the kingdom are always active on your behalf. When you call on them, they work. They intercede. They fight for you. They change circumstances. And they engineer victory, even if you don't see it right away. Keep trusting and claiming those keys, for they will deliver the victory in the way that I know is best and at the time that I know is best. I will lift you up on the wings of my spirit and prove myself to you. As you step out for me, I will step out for you, and I will come through for you. I will prove to you that I am, and that I am who I say I am. As you step out on the waters through the power of the Spirit, I will be your solid rock. So fear not. Pray against fear and ask me to release you from its bondage, and I will do it. When the outlook is dark and you need positive results, turn on the supernatural power of the keys. The keys will shine brightly for you, rising as the morning sun to fulfill my perfect will in delivering you. Don't you see my love and care and protection of you and your little ones through this persecution? There is so much that it would take me forever to tell you of all the miracles I am doing for you behind the scenes to protect and keep you. You really don't have to fear or worry about anything. The best thing you can do with your fears and worries is to turn them into powerful prayers that will defeat and bind the enemy and all his attacks. Don't let your spiritual guard down even for a moment. Wield the keys and stand on my promises. Claim the victory in prayer. I am working behind the scenes, and the enemy is working behind the scenes. And your prayers will make or break the battle. Pray and pray again until I bring the victory. And what a great victory that will be. If you do your part to obey my counsel and avail yourself of the spiritual weapons at your disposal, then I can do my part, and you won't be disappointed in me. We will be the best fighting team the world has ever known. The enemy is going to be whipped and beaten and pounded by my truth broadcast to the multitudes as you raise your voices to proclaim it. As you fight and wield the keys and all the mighty spiritual weapons at your disposal, you are going to hurt the enemy more than you realize. I love to hurt the enemy and make him squirm and suffer before I completely wipe him off the face of the earth. Just a little while longer, and then you, my precious children, will not have to battle the demons of hell anymore. The day will eventually come when you will stand with your foot on the necks of every imp and demon as conquerors, victors, and champions. The day will come when the enemy will rise no more to do battle with you, for he will be defeated. For yet a little while longer you must fight these battles. But when the war is won, such a victory cry will sound around the universe that even the stars in the heavens will shake. Fight on against the enemy's forces, my warriors. One word of truth at a time, one prayer at a time, one key-powered weapon of destruction at a time. You are destined to win and to reign with me for eternity. You will be my shining lights in the deepest darkness. You will endure to the end and receive a crown of life. You will live the fulfillment of the prophecies given throughout time. You will be my men and women of faith who will do exploits. You will help the gospel to be preached in every nation, and before kings and governors, before hungry crowds, and before raging mobs. You will bring many to me, and your witness will be greater than any who have gone before you. When you mount your white horses and ride with me to ultimate victory over the enemy, you will barely remember the heat of battles gone by, or the clashing of weapons, or your wounds and your losses. The mighty men and women of David will raise their victory shout in such a roar of triumph that earth will reverberate and all ears will hear. The angels in heaven and all your spirit helpers, all spirit beings, cherubim, seraphim, all saints, all the great prophets, all who have given their lives for me, all your heavenly prayer warriors, all will rejoice with you in the day my armies of heaven and my armies on earth win the war and the incredible miracle of victory is sealed forever and ever. Satan's power and the power of his demons will be destroyed. Your blood, sweat, and tears will be wiped away as you enjoy sweet victory and the devil and his forces go down to bitter defeat. The children of David will rule and reign alongside me and my heavenly host as a mighty spiritual force. All eyes will see what I have done through you, and they will honor me and will honor you.